best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Don't forget to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It's best of. It is encore presentations. So today, being Wednesday, this show will be rebroadcast, will be encored on Saturday. So if you're listening to the show today on Saturday, then... well, it's the Wednesday show. In any event, there'll be a pop quiz at the end of the show today to make sure that you were paying attention. You can also hear me on these great I have no idea what I just said, by the way. You can also hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. If you've just joined us, you missed some incredible radio live exclusive interview with West Virginia State Senator Chris Rose. This guy is one of the up-and-comers. This guy is going places, let me tell you. He is a hardcore Trump MAGA Nation conservative. He is taking on the establishment, the Republican establishment. And in Charleston, if you just joined us, they're going to be doing a full frontal assault on a lot of the legislation, a lot of the bills, a lot of the procedures and policies that are costing you so much money with these high electric bills. So, Chris Rose, if you could just give us a brief overview very quickly of what you're going to be trying to change in this first legislative session in order to help us get our costs down with these high electric bills.
Absolutely. So first thing we got to do is quit the corporate welfare. We have to quit guaranteeing where they can spend as much money as they want and be guaranteed a profit on the backs of the ratepayer. We absolutely have to address that. We have to deregulate that and allow them to actually do what most companies have to do. You work for profit. You have to be profitable on your own. It's your responsibility to manage your money responsibly, not be guaranteed profit on the backs of the taxpayer. The second thing we got to do, remove all subsidies and tax breaks for wind and solar to be able to level the playing field for coal, oil, and gas. We absolutely have to embrace the building of not only coal-fired generation, but natural gas-fired generation, because these are the lowest electric costs out there. And quite frankly, the coal and gas electricity that's created in the state of West Virginia is the third lowest in the east of the Mississippi. So there's no reason we should have some of the highest cost on your monthly power bill in the nation. And last but not least, we need to remove the hidden environmental tax on your power bill, called an environmental surcharge. All that stuff has to be addressed. It's the Green New Deal being funded by you, the taxpayer.
And you're going to be going, working with Governor Patrick Morrissey and a lot of the other MAGA Republicans in the state Senate in order to push this legislation through. And you think it's going to happen in the state Senate, but you're not quite sure about the House of Delegates. Is that right?
That's right. And I'm not saying it wouldn't pass in the House of Delegates. It's just traditionally, it takes a lot of turnover to get some of these more establishment types out to get this kind of stuff done. In the Senate, we've seen that. We had, you know, probably a third of the Senate have a turnover, and all those seats but one shifted to the right. Now, the House had less turnover. Leadership in the House had less turnover. So that's where the struggle is going to be. We can get it out of the Senate, but then we're going to have to put the pressure on the House, and I'm willing to do so, along with some of the people I know in the House of Delegates, like a friend of mine by the name of Chris Anders, another friend of mine by Delegate Gina Shirelli. They're delegates that are Trump Republicans, and the good news is we do have some fighters in there, but we definitely just got to not let up. If we pass this in one chamber, we can't just say, oh, good, it's going to pass. We have to fight it all the way to the governor's desk.
And what about here in the Northern Panhandle? Who are the heroes that can help you in this fight?
So in the Northern Panhandle, you have Senator Laura Chapman, and you have Delegate Pat McGinn. They're both MAGA Republicans. They're both good conservatives, and they'll champion this energy policy as well. Unfortunately, we need some more help in the Northern Panhandle in 26. So voters, please listen. Please pay attention. I just named Senator Laura Chapman and Delegate Pat McGinn in Senate District 1 and then, you know, in the Northern Panhandle districts. So if you're listening, do your homework. Please send us some help in 26. But in the meantime, we're going to fight to get this done.
That is absolutely fantastic. Have you spoken with anybody in the incoming Trump administration to coordinate efforts between the state of West Virginia and D.C. to help make this happen so we can lower our energy bills here?
So I will reveal something to you that I've never revealed to you before. Donald Trump Jr. is actually a friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah, so you and I have never talked about that.
No.
I'm actually going to be at the inauguration with them on the 20th. So I'm going to be at Trump's inauguration in D.C. with Donald Trump Jr. And we've actually been talking about this. I talked with former governor of Texas and former energy secretary Rick Perry. And he's going to help us get involved with Lee Zeldin, who's going to be coming in and doing a lot of this stuff now. And better coordinate this because America sent us a mandate, you know, not only here in West Virginia, but around the country on Trump's policies, you know, securing the border, unleashing American energy, and paying down our debt. I mean, we had a huge mandate, and energy was a huge part of that. You've seen what it did in Pennsylvania and Ohio campaigning, you know, and other energy states. They want coal, oil, and gas. They want to unleash American energy. They want these people to go back to work, and they want their power bills to go back down as part of the Bidenflation. But, you know, it started before then. It actually started under Obama, but it definitely continued to go up under Biden. But, no, you're absolutely right. We are going to coordinate with the Trump White House to unleash American energy, and West Virginia should lead the way to energy dominance. There's no reason it shouldn't. We have the resources underneath our feet. We got the people that know how to get it done. We got the best coal, oil, and gas workers in the world, and it's time for us to lead the way.
And the breaking news this morning is that Donald Trump Jr. is going to be working with you to make that happen in West Virginia as well as nationwide. Did I get that right, Chris Rose?
I think that's correct. Donald Trump Jr. will definitely be an advocate for us, and I think he'll push really hard for it as well. And I think that if anyone stands in the way of doing this, if anyone, you know, wants to be called a Republican but also buck the Trump agenda, I do think that they will definitely face some opposition from the Trumps, and rightfully so, because America didn't only vote for Donald Trump. They sent it to him with a mandate and a landslide, and we have to support the America First agenda. Any Republican that doesn't get on board with that, I do not want to be in your shoes when you're up for re-election.
Oh, no question. So when you're talking with Donald Trump Jr., did my name ever come up? Did he ever say, hey, have you, you know, Dimitri, have you ever been on the air of his show or anything?
Oh, absolutely. And he was telling me how, you know, powerful you are of a voice. How great, you know, I mean, your endorsement just blew Maroney away.
You're mocking me. I think you're mocking me.
I'm teasing a little bit, Dimitri. I'm teasing you a little bit, my friend, having a little bit of fun. No, but if him and I were ever talking about you, I would tell him that, you know, you're one of the few good voices in media in this area, and we need more like you. And that's one of the key things that we need to change, is creating more conservative voices like you to help educate voters on what's truly going on instead of this establishment media that spoon feeds propaganda.
Yeah, I think I'm one of the few, maybe the only one or one of two or so in the state that actually had you on as a guest repeatedly and talked you up and told the listeners you got to support this guy, Chris Rose, which really amazes me because I can see all the star power in you. I mean, you're solid gold as far as I'm concerned. And it did amaze me that the establishment media in West Virginia all but ignored you. And it was just astonishing to me. It still is, frankly. It's still astonishing to me. I don't know why all the media in West Virginia is knocking on your door, not knocking your door right now, because you are great radio. You are great copy. And it amazes me. It really does.
Well, you're absolutely right. So for the record, folks, Dimitri and Tom Roten were the two in-state media hosts that would let me on their programming. A lot of the other ones had me, where they wouldn't even mention me. So even when Maroney was defeated on election night and they're reading the results off, Maroney was defeated. That's it. Would not mention my name. There's been a total blackout of me outside of Tom Roten and Dimitri Live. There's been a total blackout of my name on most of West Virginia media. To overcome that, you know, working with the Trump Organization and the Tea Party movement, I have tapped into some of those connections where I had to go to national media. I had to go on the Newsmax and Fox and Real America's Voice outside of Dimitri and Tom Roten to campaign to people in West Virginia. I had to go to national news to campaign in West Virginia. That's how sad and corrupt the West Virginia media is.
We need to change that. By the way, next time you talk with Donald Trump Jr. regarding anything connected with lowering the power bills in West Virginia, do me a favor. And I'm not joking. Now I'm dead serious. Would you ask him if he would consider being a special guest on my show with you, ideally in studio, but at least over the phone, to talk about these issues to let people know. Would you consider doing that, Chris?
Absolutely. I'll reach out to him and ask him and very heavily encourage him to do so. My friend, you absolutely have that that promise from me.
I appreciate that. And again, anytime you want to come on this show, and I mean anytime that I don't have another guest booked like April Brock in this next hour, just let me know. And as far as I'm concerned, you are golden. I'll have you on anytime because the people need to hear what you are doing as a hardcore MAGA Republican, a principled fourth generation coal miner who is a state senator in West Virginia, who is making a difference. And what's it like doing all of this and working for a power company at the same time? How does this even happen here, Chris Rose?
Well, you don't sleep very much, I can tell you that. So, you know, you get a lot of passion, a lot of grit it takes to do both. You know, I put in 50, 60, and no snowstorms like this. You know, I was originally supposed to be on your show yesterday, but it was on storm duty. So I put in many hours plus a week, and then campaign nights, weekends. And so, you know, when I'm out door knocking during the day, and then the volunteers, and which I'm very forever grateful for. They were very great guys and they did a great job. But even when people go to bed, I'm building the website, I'm emailing donors, I'm texting, you know, scheduling texts to go out the next day. So the work never stops, and never sleep. And very much like President Trump, when I was working with, you know, his campaigns and stuff, the guy never quits, you know, and if he's fighting that hard to be the president of the United States to make these things happen, we need people to be willing to be that dedicated all the way down the ballot. So, you know, I'm a state senator that also is taking that same mindset because, you know, there's an old saying, politics is always on time. So if the conservatives are lazy, that's fine. Politics continues without you, then we lose. So we can't afford to do that. We have to be, to me, there's an old saying, early is on time and on time is late. So I just adapt that same grit, same dedication that President Trump has. And I jokingly say, you know, the old saying, I'll just sleep when I'm dead.
I hear you. Keep an eye on this guy, ladies and gentlemen. Live exclusive interview with West Virginia State Senator, new State Senator Chris Rose. Keep that name in mind. Keep an eye on this guy. This guy is going to make things happen for decades here in the Mountain State. Another guy who has made things happen, not been as successful when he ran for Congress, is Nate Kane. I love Nate Kane. He included a comment here saying, Chris Rose is a badass with an exclamation point. I would have added two or three exclamation points. Nate Kane, can we do anything to help get Nate Kane involved in any of this in West Virginia or in D.C.?
So absolutely. So Nate ran a real good campaign, first time for a congressional seat, took on, you know, a lot of money, a big name ID, and he did remarkably well for his first time running. So I got a lot of appreciation for somebody willing to have the courage to do that. It's not an easy thing to do. Very good speaker, very good on the issues. Started his own show on Rumble, and he started a West Virginia segment on that. So as a very good speaker, is also a good show host. So, I mean, in the meantime, if he decides to run again, obviously I would encourage him to do so. But in the meantime, I'd really like to see him be brought into this to promote these issues on his show as well, because he's building up his own following. And, you know, he might be part of the answer to getting conservative media.
Yes, yes. Nate Kane's a great guy, and I think the world of him, and I wish there was a place for him. There should be also in the Trump administration, given his credentials, given his bravery, standing up, being a whistleblower as a federal employee, I guess, letting people know what was going on. I love this guy. We got to get this guy involved in different things. Anyway, we've got a short break here, and then I want to talk with State Senator Chris Rose. Keep an eye on this guy, Chris Rose, about legislation that they have going on right now in Charleston that will protect us from the feds. This is very, very important stuff. If you care about your privacy, you care about your guns, you care about keeping the feds out of our lives, you got to pay attention to this next segment. Very, very important.